Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive multinational prisoner swap on Thursday saw the release of 24 people, including Americans held in Russian jails, and the largest such exchange since the Cold War. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
8 prisoners held in the West were part of the swap. Germany confirmed they include Vadim Krasikov. Krasikov is a colonel in the Russian FSB security service who was serving a life sentence in Germany for murdering an exiled dissident in a Berlin park. Russian President Vladimir Putin had indicated he wanted him back. Germany's government said releasing Krasikov was not an easy decision. The Kremlin said the prisoners released by the swap were pardoned by Putin decrees and that the move was aimed at returning Russian captives held abroad.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris celebrated the U.S.-Russia prisoner swap as she departed Texas on Thursday.
In spite of all of their suffering, it gives me great comfort to know that their horrible ordeal is finally over.
The United States and Russia completed a 24-person prisoner swap on Thursday, the largest in post-Soviet history, with Moscow releasing Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and fellow American Paul Whelan in a multinational deal that sent some 24 people free, according to officials in Turkey where the exchange took place. Kamala Harris will be confirmed as the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee in an electronic vote that started on Thursday, replacing the fanfare of in-person balloting that usually kicks off the party's national convention. Less than 2 weeks after Joe Biden ended his re-election bid, his 59-year-old vice president is in full control of the party, having emerged as the only Democrat in the running to challenge Donald Trump in November.